WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Remember that WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I are continuing our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics, through Election Day. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. Sign up for the Digesting Politics presidential campaign podcast for free at WNYC.org. Now, you might have seen something strange on your way into work this morning. All over New York City today, people have set up mini parks in metered parking spots. That's because today is Parking Day. People are reclaiming parking spots today in 50 cities all over the world. And to explain what the point is, other than to create a nice place for people to have lunch outside on the hood of a car, maybe, we're joined by Susan David, Public Affairs Director for the Trust for Public Land. And we'll talk in a minute to a couple of people outside at their parking spots. But Susan, thanks for coming in. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And I'm going to open the phones right away here for a few minutes. Listeners, did anyone see a Parking Day park on your way to work this morning? Anyone sitting in one of the mini parks right now at a parking meter? We've started a Parking Day photo pool on our Flickr page as well. So you can go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, to upload any photos you may be taking of your Parking Day experience. Call us 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So what's this about?
Well, National Parking Day is sponsored by my organization, the Trust for Public Land. And the goals are to celebrate parks and to bring attention to the need for more parks in urban areas. And so far, it's working. We've actually expanded. This year, we're in more than 80 cities with more than 400 sites on the ground today.
And the Trust for Public Land is a national sponsor of the event. There are twice as many parks, I understand, this year as compared with last year that you expect out at parking spots. How many is that?
This year, we expect more than 400 sites. We think that there will be even more. That's just what we know of as of today.
Is that in New York or is that nationwide?
It's nationwide. We think that there are over 50 going on in New York City's parking spots.
All right. Well, let's bring in one of those parking spot park creators. Paul Steely White, Executive Director of Transportation Alternatives, joins us from a parking spot around 8th Avenue and 15th Street. Hey, Paul, where are you exactly?
Hey, Brian. We're actually right in front of the Balducci's here at 8th Ave and 15th or 14th Street. And Christine Quinn has recently joined us, our city council speaker. So it's been a veritable cavalcade of VIPs. We've got people from Community Boards 2 and 4, Florent Morlaix from Florent Restaurant, and people are enjoying themselves like you wouldn't believe.
Describe your park.
Well, it consists of about 250 square feet of sod that was placed there. So we have green grass and about three plants, a bench, and a few chairs. And right now there's probably about 4.5 lively conversations happening.
So you actually brought all that sod out into the street. You're off the curb in a parking spot, right?
Yes, we are reclaiming just a little bit of car space and showing that when car space becomes people space, good things are likely to happen.
What happens to the sod afterwards?
We're rolling it up and donating it to a few community gardens and other community groups who are going to use it to, we think, permanently green some space. probably not too much asphalt, but creating park space, little pocket parks elsewhere.
And I guess you keep feeding the meter so you can stay there, right?
we're keeping it legal and feeding the meter. And, you know, it's really humanizing the city, making the city a little bit more livable, and just showing that there are other ways to program the space between buildings.
What's people's reactions as they walk by?
A lot of people are a little bit incredulous. Or what's going on here? Is this a photo shoot? Is this, some sort of guerrilla action? And then it takes them about 10 seconds before they realize that it's just simply people enjoying themselves, hanging out, and really doing what cities were created for in the first place, which is, you know, human interaction and exchange.
All right, stay there, Paul. We're going to come back
to you
in a minute. But Susan David from the Trust for Public Land, I guess he hit on the point here. It's to show that there's too much space taken up by cars and land devoted to cars. And this is a way of making that point, yes?
That's exactly right. There are a lot of people in New York City, and the central parks of the world are great. Prospect Park is great, but not everybody lives near those places. So cities need smaller pocket parks like community gardens, community playgrounds, and that's what we focus on, and that's what this day is all about. It's just a temporary park so people can enjoy them.
So here's another participant in Parking Day in Brooklyn, Dave Abraham of the Cobble Hill Association. Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
And where are you exactly?
I am on the corner of Atlantic Avenue and Court Street, a busy intersection in downtown Brooklyn.
That is a serious place to set up a park.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's getting a lot of attention. And whether it's just a vehicle passing by or a big truck coming off the BQE, everybody's looking with a little bit of puzzlement and then just smiling, realizing I'm getting to enjoy the day with my feet in the grass and they're stuck in their car.
Describe your park for us.
My park's a pretty classic park. We have sod laid out the whole way. A lot of planters, some fresh rosemary that smells wonderful. A lot of benches and a lot of board games. There have been a few kids that pass by here and are excited by the Boggle game and Twister set that we have. So a lot of people have already planned to make this their spot for lunch.
Oh, you got people playing Twister at a metered parking spot at Court in Atlantic.
That is correct.
I hope you took a photo of it and we'll upload it to our Flickr poll.
I certainly will. There's been tons of great photo ops here of people just getting to enjoy some desperately needed additional green space in New York.
Jason in Brooklyn has a question for you guys. Hi, Jason.
Hey. Let's see. I think if it happened on a weekend, maybe it would kind of make a little bit more sense. Because on the weekend, I think people drive around and maybe they shouldn't. But on the weekday in New York City, it's like driving is about business and like industry that keeps this place going. And I mean, I drive for a living and mm-hmm. parking is hard enough as it is, you know. And like, I think that this is on one hand, I think it's like, oh, look at us. We're being subversive by putting grass on the pavement or on the
right.
street.
But you've got a job to do, and you're just a regular guy trying to live your life, and this is getting in your way.
Yeah, and it's like I don't know. It's just it's like contrived and really dorky.
All right, Susan. He says it's contrived and really dorky, and he's a regular guy, and it's getting in his way.
I'm a regular girl too, but I think that by and large, my response to that is that people enjoy it. People who came by the sites last year and in past years and those that have stopped by this year are wildly in support of this. There are certainly some people who feel the same as the caller. We understand and respect that. But one parking space on one street taken away for one day doesn't make that much difference, certainly less than some of the other things that go on in the city.
And I see that we've had 10 photos uploaded just in the last 10 minutes of people out at their parking day sites. So go ahead and post some more if anybody else is doing that, or you can just go and look at the little parking meter, parking spot parks that people have created. How many times can I use the word park in one sentence? 212-433-WNYC, our phone number, and that Flickr pool available at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Bonnie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Brian. I had an experience about a year ago, I believe it was September. It was in Flatbush on Coachella Road. I was working, taking care of a child. We just got got, you know, enjoyed this. Actually, I had two kids with me, and we were in this parking spot laid with sod, and there was a sidewalk area where they had kids doing chalk and just sort of playing games. And it was a total extension of the kind of vibrant community life that is growing on Cortelyou Road, and had bushes and people just being so laid back. And there was a lot of traffic that was going by, but we kind of weren't so aware of it.
All right. Bonnie, thanks a lot. Paul Steely-White from Transportation Alternatives at your parking spot at 8th and 14th in Manhattan. What do you say to Jason before you go?
Well, you know, the businesses that we're seeing here seem pretty pleased. The coffee counter at Balducci's is doing great business today because people are just going in, getting a coffee, and coming out. Other parking squats are doing near restaurants, and restaurants are seeing more business. So I think on balance, it's probably better for local business than not.
Now, your group is a big bicycle advocacy group, participant in Critical Mass, which sometimes butts heads with the NYPD. Do you expect any harassment or anything from the police today?
Not at all. I mean, we've had really positive experiences with police officers in Parking Day. They seem to like it, sometimes even stopping and having a snack. And just by the way, since you mentioned bicycling, you can fit about 12 bicycles in one parking space, and at least one of our spots today is serving as bike parking.
I was going to ask. I thought that's a good idea. Just set up a bike parking rack where one car would go. All right, keep feeding the meters, you guys. I don't want you to get a ticket.
Will do. Thanks, Brian.
David might be the first Twister ticket that anyone ever got.
I'd be curious if that happened.
Or a Boggle ticket. All right. Paul Steely-White, Executive Director of Transportation Alternatives, and Dave Abraham from the Cobble Hill Association, and Susan David from the Trust for Public Land, happy Parking Day. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks.